Next month, audiences will be able to hear guest speakers and participate in events with a scientific twist. National Science Week will run from the 10th to the 18th of August in sites around the country. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
In August, Australians will be treated to around 2,000 events showing us how science can be entertaining and informative at the same time. Director of Engagement and Science in Public, Tanya Ha, says the event is a great opportunity for everyone to find out what's going on in the world of science.
National Science Week is the annual opportunity for Australians from all walks of life to meet scientists, do science, discuss the hot topics, and to celebrate our discoveries and how they change our lives. So it's a festival that has events happening right around the country and everyone can get involved.
Ms. Haas says they want to get younger generations interested in science.
We know that the future jobs are going to need some STEM skills. Even in the country, we need agricultural robots. So where people who know how to code robots, that sort of thing is going to be important in the future. We're using satellites to work out what land to farm and how much needs watering and so on. We're also making medical discoveries. So some of these bright, young, inquiring minds that are going through school, we want them to apply their talents to the globe's problems.
National Science Week won't be restricted to the capital cities. Ms. Haas says there will be events in regional and rural areas as well.
Well, National Science Week events are being held right around the country. Many local governments are having film nights in their libraries or talks from local scientists. And then there's large events as well, from Sydney Science Festival right in the middle of Sydney through to Perth Science Festival at the other side of the country. But it is very easy for people to find local activities in their area. They can just go to the Science Week website at scienceweek.net.au. And you can put in your postcode or suburb name and find what's happening near to you.
One of the projects to be showcased is a citizen science project called the Great Aussie BioQuest. CEO of Quest the Game, Andrew Robinson, says the aim of the project is to know more about biodiversity in Australia.
It basically gets everyone in Australia engaged in taking photographs of life, plants and animals and fungi. And this data then goes into a database that's used for scientific research and conservation of biodiversity. So it's really about engaging people with biodiversity through their mobile phone. And it's a competition. So we have all the states and territories competing against each other. And the winning state gets a $10,000 worth of cash and prizes that goes towards their sort of scientific projects or schools.
But it's not just a game to testing people's skills at identifying Australian wildlife. Mr. Robinson says the data collected by the game will be used by researchers as well.
So our data is being used by researchers and policymakers and all kinds of people, educators, people who are just interested in biodiversity and understanding sort of the map of the landscape of what species are where. It's been cited that our particular data, Quest the Game data, has been cited in 47 different publications in the last 6 months, so the scientific publications, the number of sightings that people have submitted, and that's pretty high. I think that's close to 500,000. And then there's the number of identifications. So we really try to get people learning about the world around them, and we reward them for being able to identify things.
The game's developers say it isn't only about searching for wildlife. Mr. Robinson says just being outdoors has its benefits.
I think just getting out into nature has so many benefits, and it's in connecting people to nature or connecting yourself to nature has all kinds of benefits mentally and just in terms of opening your eyes to the world. We get a lot of feedback from players that, you know, playing this game just has made them sort of look more closely at nature. A lot of it is just, once you start looking, you realize how fantastic and wonderful it all is.
Ms. Haas says Science Week will present the community with a range of interesting topics.
There's going to be IndigiHack, which is a hackathon getting Indigenous young people to document and revive Indigenous languages. There's also going to be the world's first cancer-themed escape room. So you can think your way out of the escape room while learning about cancer science. There's also going to be Dr. Dolphin giving a talk about the bottlenose friends he has in Adelaide's coastline, and also talks in libraries, museums, galleries, photography exhibitions, and a whole heap of stuff happening around the country.